Rashi in the beginning of this, Rashi in the sixth parsha, at the end of the parsha's Torah, Rashi brings a midrashic, a medrash which goes through the symbolisms of the parsha's Torah, as opposed to the pshat which he mentions earlier. So at the end, the pasuk of Beis, he talks about the whole parsha, and he brings a nusach from Chazal that tova aim with tekenet soyas beno. So the parsha is the mother, and the egel is the child. So that's so. Let the mother come and clean up the soyas of the beno, so that the paraduma is a kapara for the chet egel. The symbolism is difficult to understand exactly when we refer to the paraduma as the aim, and the egel azov as the child. A relationship between a mother and a child is that the child is born from the aim. So in what way could we say that the egel azov was born from the paraduma? In other words, what's the connection by referring to the paraduma as the aim? So this question the Sfas deals with in the Shnas Tafresh Lamites, I think it is. And he says a beautiful machshava, and it's a really fascinating machshava. Let's go back to the Bria Sa'olam. The version created the world. There's a deep insight by from the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya says that the Nusach Ha'olam, people say, the version created the world, Yesh Me'ayin. That out of nothing, the Baruch Hu created something. He says the opposite is true. The Baruch Hu is Yesh. He's the greatest existence which exists. But the Baruch Hu created, as it were, a space for the world to exist where you could perceive a Kadosh Baruch Hu not being there. So the Baruch Hu really created was Ayin Miyesh. He created nothingness out of something. So the true Yesh is the being with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the true Yeshus. The Hanukkah Oiva Yesh, which it says at the end of Shas, you become a Yesh, you become a real being because you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baruch Hu created a world of Ayin where that the Baruch Hu is hidden, he's not seen, and a person could exist as it were without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, at least in his perception. Why did the Baruch Hu do that? Because then when we create the Yesh, it's our Yesh. So it comes out that the Baruch Hu created Rihuk. But the purpose of the Rihuk that Baruch Hu created, the distance from Kadosh Baruch Hu, was allow us to create Kiruv. So the Sosema says it comes out that when we have that for Chet to exist, the idea that the Baruch Hu, we should be able to do Chet and distance ourselves from Kadosh Baruch Hu, only makes sense if there's something called Shuvah. Had there been no concept called Shuvah, there'd be no such thing as Chet. Because Chet's whole function is only to allow us to distance ourselves and then find our way back ourselves and become the bialim of that process of coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out, tshuva is the aim, and chet is the child. The source for the existence of chet, that the idea that chet should exist, is only because there's something which is merlit it, and that is the concept of tshuva. So he applies the same idea to the idea of paraduma, that the merchant allowed chet ego, which is the most mind-boggling chet that Klal Yisrael should do such a thing 40 days after Matan Torah, because it created the vacuum which was created is then filled by Klal Yisrael's tshuva in the process of Tahara, which the Paraduma represents. It is such an important yisod of understanding our relationship to how we deal with chet. The person does something wrong. I'm terrible, I'm horrible, I can't do it, etc. We stop for a second and we realize the only reason why all of these kishlonos that we have and the mistakes that we make and the problems that we do wrong and the challenges that we have is all, they were only created because they're a vehicle to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the reason why they're created and that's what they're for, obviously we're able to do that. So if we keep our balance and understanding of what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do, that the whole reason why, so chet is not something which is discouraging. Avera isn't something which is disappointing. It's an opportunity. The only reason why it exists is a hechatim to be able to do tshuva. It's a whole new way of looking at the relationship of chet and to ourselves with chet. It's a very freeing type of a thought process. It allows us to recognize the strengths that we have to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and be able to connect. And it's not a davar pashut that in the Lashon HaZohar Kaddish, the Shechinah is referred to as the aim. Have a good Shabbos.